Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zion 2:7. This is a wonderful Mishnah because it emphasizes something which you don't see too often in Chazal, which is the importance of keeping Eretz Yisrael beautiful. Okay? Here we're talking about distancing things, but it's not the usual case of one neighbor damaging a different neighbor. It's that we want to keep space around the perimeter of a city, of a town, because in Chazal's understanding and worldview, the towns are crowded, and to make a city beautiful, so you need to have sort of empty space that around the perimeter of the town, so there's some sort of space, fresh air, fresh light, and you know, it seems less crowded. So for the sake of aesthetics, you shouldn't have things like trees planted too close to the walls of the city. Elsewhere we'll learn in Erechin that you can't even have fields like within 1,000 amos of the city, but that's something totally different. Here we're talking about trees close to the walls of the city. And although in our modern day aesthetic we like trees, and maybe Chazal like trees too, as being beautiful for sure, but not within too close a distance to the city because we want to have some space around it. So this is going to be talking about giving proper spacing around the city, specifically in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah to make Eretz Yisrael beautiful kicks in here in towns outside of Eretz Yisrael. This wouldn't be the case. But here the Mishnah says inside, Hamarchikin esa ilan min ha'ir esrim v'chamesh ama. The distance of empty open space you should have around the perimeter of a city is 25 amos, something like around 12 meters, I don't know, 30, 40 feet. Uva charuv, if you're talking about a tree that's a large tree, like a carob tree, uva shikma, or a sycamore tree, these are larger trees, chamishim ama, they're less beautiful, and therefore they're less of a boon to the city, so keep them even further away from the perimeter of the city, a whole 50 amos. Now Abba Shaul is more strict yet. He says, Kol Ilan Srak, any kind of tree that doesn't produce edible fruit, that's what Ilan Srak is, then Chamishim Amah has to be kept 50 Amos away from the edge of the city. Halacha would follow Tana Kama, however. Im Ha'ir Kadma, now if the city was there first, and then someone planted this tree, it's a private tree, so he had no right to do so, and therefore, Kotzetz Ve'enu Nosan Damim, will chop down his tree, we won't reimburse him because he had no right to be there. If you'll ask the question, what about the mitzvah of Bal Tashchis, not to chop down a tree and really to waste in general? The answer is you are allowed to chop down fruit trees when the benefits of not having the tree there or taking the tree itself outweigh the value, the economic value of the tree's production itself. And that will be the case over here for the common weal, the public good of having space and beauty around the city. You're allowed to chop down the tree. And that's a lesson all to itself, if you ask me. V'im ha'ilan kadam, if, however, the tree was there first, meaning some guy planted a tree, and then the town's footprint extended to the point that now it's within, you know, 25 amos of that tree, then kotzetz, then they're going to cut down that tree. But v'nosan damim, they have to reimburse the owner of the tree because he was there first, so he deserves to be reimbursed from, like, you know, taxes from the municipality. The people of the city will pay him for that. Safek ze kadam, safek ze kadam. If we're not sure, who was there first? Was the tree built okay, not within 25 amos, and the city spread, or no? Was the city there first? Then kotzetz, then we for sure cut it down. Ve'eno nosen damim, but he's not entitled to get reimbursed for his loss, the owner of the tree, that is, because hamotzi mechaver alav araya. The proof is, the burden of proof rests on him. He has to prove that he's owed the money. Without that proof, he can't force the residents of the city to reimburse him for his lost tree.